It's Wrecking Ball Radio.
Shut up and entertain me.
There's no rules. There's no rules.
Holy sh! It's amazing.
I see her sarcasm and nastiness grow.
This is Davin's Den.
Everybody, you are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than saying the wrong thing to the cops.
Oh my god, yes.
You can join our chat room, the Den Pen, by going to davinsden.com. And if you wish to call in, 845-986-8804. I'm Davin Rosenblatt. That's Pip Yellick.
Hi, everybody.
Joe is out.
Yes, he is. Joe!
We'll count you. I'll be back next.
Okay.
Nice little reprieve for everybody. Joe's sensibilities. On the show, turbulent air and sex.
Yeah, baby.
Bitches be crazy.
Yeah, they are.
School of Fools.
Yes.
With a shotgun and a yearbook picture. Pip's got a curmudgeonly philosophy.
Yes. Oh. I do.
The national anthem controversy rages on, and 15 things you should never say to the police.
Don't even think about it.
That was an interesting article, and I got a little bit of feedback from a police friend.
Oh, good.
Who has a couple, you know, just a little overview.
Oh, okay. Any add-ons?
He's got an interesting story. He thought the article was well-written.
Okay, good.
But yeah, we'll get to that later. We won't do any Ann Jackson tonight, because it's not just can't do Ann with it when I guess the whole crew is not here.
Yeah, we all have to put in our 2 cents.
Yes,
we need 6 whole cents to make Ann Jackson fly.
Yes. Well, she's getting better.
Oh, yeah.
And and no Jane this week.
I know.
Been quiet on the Jane front.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm, disappointing.
Doing a hard time in prison. Can't always get to the warden's phone to communicate.
Debtor's prison.
I don't understand that. There's no sense of urgency there.
No.
Reel me in. Fish me. Make me want to help you.
Really? I mean, she uses the words, but it's like the timing doesn't make sense.
Yeah. There's a lack of effort.
Yeah. There really is.
And it's not really inspiring me to bring my best.
Well, you know what? I do love the difference in this new fake Davin. I mean, let me say this very carefully. I do not like misogynist Davin. However, I like how real Davin is using misogyny to differentiate new fake Davin from old fake Davin.
Well,
does that make sense?
Well, this fake Davin's had his own little quirks, a love of meatloaf and hookers looking like his daughter Pearl, and he's had ailments such as keystrokes and
keystrokes. Really?
A little misogyny thrown. Yes, you know, not really sure I think he might have been a lawyer at some point.
You think
that kind of fades in and out depending on where we are in the conversation. She doesn't seem to be on the ball.
No.
So I don't have to be on the ball.
No. Well, I mean, we should tell any new listeners that we're talking about a scammer that.
No.
Davin.
Not a scammer.
Who we call fake Davin when he's talking to these scammers. And he's got this one on the hook. And she's using different techniques, slightly different techniques than previous ones.
Yeah, she sucks.
Yeah, she's not as good, nearly as good as Belinda.
No, well, I mean, Belinda's the best of the best so far.
She is. She's top of the line.
At some point, you know, I got it still in the archives. I still have a scam. I did have a scammer when I was a woman.
Oh, that's right.
We've never brought that to the air.
I want to hear that.
I did that several years ago. I still have an interview with a white hat hacker with a lot of tips, which I've never brought on the air. I still have an interview I did years ago with somebody who lives amongst scammers in Ghana and was friends with scammers, which I never brought to the air. I mean, I teased it a few times. I've just never brought this stuff to the air.
Oh, well, so we have a backlog.
If I feel like editing, we got shit to do.
Yeah, really.
I mean, some of it, because now we're so time-oriented.
Yeah.
But maybe when Jane wraps up.
Yeah.
It might be interesting to revisit the talks with my the person I knew who knew the scammers. Might be interesting to listen to that again. That has to be edited, though. That was like an hour conversation.
And you have to, like, get the nuggets out of there that are good.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, get a lot of stuff.
Well, that's really good to know. We got the vault.
I had done, like, this whole investigation on these two guys that a lot of people were accusing of being scammers, but they swore they weren't, and they were working with another Facebook anti-scam group and, like, all this dirty laundry. I did this whole investigation that went on for months, and I interviewed them.
Okay.
And I just never got a chance to bring that to the air.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Hold on. And I'm still waiting on, I mean, I did it. I'm still waiting on the Avalo stuff to be published. We're having all sorts of issues with that where I show that she may have shifted from allegedly to scamming.
To, like, straight up scamming.
I think the evidence I've gathered shows that, but, you know, she hasn't been tried in a court of law or anything. I'm still waiting for that to publish because, you know, they're up to no good in the Bitcoin currency world, and I was really trying to help. People came seeking me for help, and they really were blown away by the stuff I had, but this stuff is even better.
Wow.
And yeah, so I deal with that daily with Diva Donnie, and it's very frustrating. It's always supposed to be published, and then there's always some type of glitch. And it's just not the type of thing that, you know, I can do. So it's very aggravating because I want to get that out there.
Rats.
Yeah.
So rats.
Lots of stuff. All right.
So what's going on?
We have to discuss the age-old question. Why do people feel the need to talk to me? We got to get into this.
You know what? Sometimes they don't have any choice, present company included.
Well, of course. Okay, we'll get to that. That's all part of this.
Oh, it is. Okay.
In a little way. Not the big part of it, but you work your way in.
Wait. Are we going to talk about the big part of it?
What are we talking about?
What am I always talking about?
Your ass?
I was just talking about that before the show. I was doing a little chair dance.
Oh.
And David's got this. He used to have this, like, office chair that I sat in and have
the daughter's claimed it for her room. She's got a desk in her room.
I know. And so that's gone. So now there's a foldy chair and there's a new little seat cushion. So I was doing a little chair dance, testing out the seat cushion. And now Davin thinks that this thing has to be fumigated and burned.
Well, I think all evidence of that you put forth on the radio show indicates I'm correct. Plus evidence that they've never heard.
Your chairs need hazmat suits when I come over.
Listen, at some point I will be moving. The chairs might not make it.
Oh, wow. Okay, will there be a new chair brigade for me to filth up?
No, we'll just leave you outside. Can't have you in the new house.
We have tarps.
Sure. Well, we call it a green screen, but whatever. You bought it, sure.
Yeah, it's otherwise known as one of those 99-cent tablecloths.
Yeah,
but
good investment.
It was a good green screen.
It was. It worked well.
I know.
It worked well. All right. So my daughter's back in Hebrew school, but at a different place. We've covered this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I have a booklet to go through. They're selling some coffee cakes.
Fundraiser.
Like, I need more coffee cake.
I didn't know you were a coffee cake fan.
I now look at what I hold in my hand.
You have coffee.
Yes. What goes best with coffee? Cake. Coffee cake.
I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't really examine the name, but okay.
Oh, my. Yeah. Oh, lemon poppy.
Really?
Yes.
We're gonna go over the... No, I don't think...
No, I'm sorry. It just caught my eye.
There's a lot of good ones.
There's
on there.
A
there's
lot
patriotic
of good
ones, too. And there's baseball ones.
Ted Williams All-Star Chocolate.
Yeah, they actually revealed it. Actually, it was part of the... Remember, like, years ago when Ted Williams was, like, wheeled out at the All-Star game?
Yeah.
That if you read, that cake is part of that history.
Are you kidding me?
No, I would not lie about coffee cake.
Look at this. It's a coffee cake history book.
Yes, exactly. If anybody wants to order a coffee cake, let me know. They're $15. I make no money off of it. It's just a fundraiser.
They look good, kids.
Yeah. I get nothing from this. But if you want to help my child and be a good egg, email me, davin@davinsden.com, and
look,
I'll hook you up with some cake.
Look at who Dad is. Help her out.
Yeah.
She needs all the help she can get.
All right.
All right. So I'm sorry I interrupted you. Please go ahead.
That's all right. That's what this show is.
It's just one long interruption with, like, two sentences of factoid.
Yeah, exactly. One long interruption. So she's in a different place because we couldn't justify giving the money to the racist rabbi anymore.
And I'm really glad that you got her into a new one. And was she okay about moving? Because she liked the kids in that other school.
She did like the kids. She's happy here. I don't know if she's really made as many friends, but she likes the teacher.
Okay, good.
She's fine. I mean, it was her choice to go.
Good.
You know, my daughter wants to learn about Judaism. I mean, I'll admit there's many times I want to look at her and go, you know, this is all bullshit, right? But
Especially when I'm stuck in traffic driving her.
It's like, really? Why am I spending time? Never mind.
No, I get really upset when she's dragging her ass and making us late for me to before. Then I'm like, really? This is for you.
Yeah.
You want to do this. I'd rather be home. I don't need to wake up early on Sunday and do this shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but I haven't told her it's all fake yet. I'm like, well, you know, it's not really something I believe in, but you know, you can, if you like it, you can do, it's all a bunch of horseshit, whatever.
We'll save that until she's of age and can make up her own mind.
Well, no, this is the time when I should be making up the mind for her, which she can't argue back.
Making up the mind for her. No, you let her think for herself.
Yeah, that worked out well for everybody. Yeah, that's what I do. Ugh. Anyway, so I made it clear, I do not want to be involved in this process.
Right.
It's best for all parties.
Yes. I think, stay away from the rabbi.
We'll get
there. Uh-oh.
But, you know, I said I would drive her and pick her up when I'm around. So, you know,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
Share some of that responsibility.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to a Hanukkah party.
Oh, dear.
I don't. Like, I got asked the other day by the wife. I'm like, no.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to go to a Purim party. I don't want to go to a, you know, Friday Shabbat. I don't want to go to services. I don't want any of this.
Right.
I will drive. I've signed up to drive and to pick up. I will be your, my daughter's Uber.
You do realize that Middle America just said, he just said a whole lot of stuff I didn't understand.
That's all right. Find a Jew, ask him. That's your homework assignment.
Find your local Jew.
But don't walk up to him and go, are you a Jew?
Not the best.
We're a skittish people.
Especially if you start with that.
Yeah, especially in these times.
It depends on how you say, are you a Jew? Yeah. It's like, I'm running.
Yeah.
Just in case they don't believe me when I say no.
Yeah. So don't open with, are you a Jew?
No.
You'll know.
You'll know.
I don't know if that's true.
No.
Enough. So, you know, I'm doing the driving. I am not participating in events. I won't be attending services. I don't want to be talking to anybody.
Yeah.
You know this about me.
Absolutely.
I'm not just doing it for me. I'm doing it for society.
It's like, really, I have a t-shirt that says, medicated for your protection. I mean that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's not for me. It's for everybody else.
I'm not Medicaid, so you can imagine how dangerous I am.
I know how dangerous you are.
Yeah. So my job is to make sure that the daughter arrives safely and comes home safely. That's what I have signed up for.
Yeah.
The wife will be the point person, which really is best for everybody.
Yes, agreed.
She will be the show Rosenblatt. She will work front of house.
Wait, that would make you the grow Rosenblatt. No, I think we're talking about something else.
Well, I need to grow, so. Rub me, Pip. Rub me.
Wait, can I make a wish?
Sure.
I know what your wish will be. Mine might be different.
She's working front of house.
Yeah.
You know, like if you go to a restaurant
and
you meet the maitre d', that's front of house.
Right.
I'm back of house. I'm the chef. I'm the one who's been keeping it all together back here. But you don't meet me.
You're creating and cursing.
Yeah, right.
You don't want to be out in front seating people because there's going to be shenanigans.
And there's no chef's table at my restaurant. You don't get to sit in the back and watch me work either. You deal with the maitre d'.
No.
If there's a problem, and there might be, chef comes out.
And you don't want that.
No.
You don't. Trust me. No. You don't want that.
No. I am the soup Nazi of chefs. All right. So, the first time, but every time I drop my daughter off, somebody from that place wants to talk to me.
Oh, God.
I can't, and you have to walk her in and out. Them's the rules.
Okay. So no, I drop off and drive away.
I guess not.
Yeah,
Jews,
okay.
Jews are nervous people. Nervous and skittish and worried, so.
Okay. Well.
But, yeah, so I can't just go in the door. I can't go. You can walk those 5 feet. I have to walk her in. And there's always a brigade of, like, I don't know, the two women that run the place. I don't know what they're called.
I don't know.
You know, they're always ready to pounce and talk to me.
Why?
That's the right response.
Yeah, leave me alone.
Well,
you have to educate the child, not me.
Well, yeah, after years of talking to me, you know, there's not really much advantage to that. You have that inside info. Maybe I should have you drop off the child.
Our listeners have that inside info.
Oddly enough, I do a talk show and they listen, so whatever. But it's from a distance.
Yes, yes. It's a safe distance. And they can always, like, switch off if they get scared.
No.
No!
What are you fucking doing?
I know.
That's
I'm like,
not how this shit
I'm like,
works.
Don't listen to us. Wait a minute. What?
You suck at this.
I know.
That's why I have the show. You're supporting that.
That's why it's your name. It's not Helix's den.
No. Helix's hovel.
Yes.
He
Helix is Horde. That's what it would be.
Yeah, Helix is Horde.
Yeah. Hoarding with Helix.
Oh, yes. Hey, those cardboard boxes look like they're useful for something.
We're winding down towards the end of garage sale season. I know it's busy time.
Please, I'm dying looking at your neighbor's crap over on the lawn.
So go get it. It's dark. It's wet. Enjoy it.
I know.
Dark and wet is always fun. Anyway. What? No? Something wrong?
Not my perspective.
So they always wanted to talk. So the first time, I might have even mentioned this to you. First time I dropped her off, I was like, oh, we met your wife. We've never met you. Because she came to a couple things ahead of time to see if she was going to go there. Like, she went to one of these Shabbat things on a Sabbath things on a Friday night. You know, I'm always invited. No, I'm working, or I'm sleeping, or I'm this. There's a something on.
There's something.
Yeah, there's something.
There could be staring at the inside of your eyelids. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be better for you.
So they're like, oh, we've never met you before. And I muttered under my breath, that was by design. It's like, you know, I said, I mean, it's not really the thing you should say aloud.
No.
But I did.
Yes. And did they hear you?
I don't know. I would say no. Or they persevered.
Yeah.
They might be a persevering type of Jew.
You know, there's just the enthusiastic, persevering people. It's like, really back away.
I just don't want to talk. So I'm usually fairly nice. Although sometimes I suspect mild snark seeps out. As I'm getting older, I'm going to be a real prick when I'm 80.
Oh.
I mean, I'd probably be dead before then, but if I'm alive, steer clear.
Really?
Because already the snark, my patience for people is waning.
You're not just going to be, hey, kids, get off my lawn. There's going to be pyrotechnics involved.
Hey, kids, stay still so I can hit you with the blowtorch.
Yeah, you're going to fry some children.
My ball and ashes. So the last time I drop her off, they're like, oh, we really wanted to talk to you.
Oh, great!
And I'm getting compliments on my ball sack Def Leppard shirt.
It's like you don't know where the shirt's been.
Oh, people are like, oh, it's a cool shirt.
Yeah, thanks.
Off a Dominican's ass. You can have it, too.
And you don't know what else was stuffed down his pants, but this shirt was.
So they really want to talk to me. So me and the daughter, we exchange glances.
Okay.
Like, oy vey.
Yeah, she knows what's coming. She knows it's dangerous.
Because like, we're both like, what now? Yeah. I guess to my daughter, she consents. I'm not interested.
Mm-hmm.
We heard you're a comedian.
Oh, no.
I asked my daughter in front of them, I'm like, was that you saying something?
Right.
And they're like, no. And she's like, no, it was your wife. Oh. Because usually I don't shy away about what I do.
Right, but now you have to know which female of your family needs to be punished for this.
Yeah, I mean, in this particular circumstance, you know, they don't need to know anything about me.
No. And, it just brings on this fresh hell, like, you know, dance for me, puppet boy, you know, like... Whenever you say comedy, whenever you say something like, you know, I say, oh, I used to do stand-up, then everybody's like, be funny!
No! Yes. Listen to the show, you'll see I can't.
Yeah, I do not have this ability, that's why I stopped.
That's why it used to be.
I used to be funny once.
Exactly.
Or maybe not, that's why I quit.
I used to play basketball, then I realized I couldn't dunk or make a layup, and I stopped.
Yeah.
It's the same type of thing.
Yeah, I'm incompetent on three completely different instruments. That's, you know, that's how I roll.
We'll get there. Not with your incompetence, with mine.
Oh.
So it's like, we're having an event. We're having a trivia night.
Oh, no. This is how it starts.
And we would like you to host it. I'm just dropping the kid off.
No. You got in trolling distance to the, well, what I call church ladies. They see a body, a fresh possible volunteer, and they reel you in with the same hook that you've seen before.
I need to throw like a smoke bomb. And then let my daughter in and then escape.
And escape.
That's what I need.
Yeah. Or just like have her practice her tumbling and just like chuck her out the door and speed off.
Now, my wife decided after the last fiasco with the racist rabbi and finding out what a creep he was through producing comedy shows that I would not be mixing business with my daughter's schooling.
Excellent plan.
I mean, I like money.
Yeah, but no, you know this goes badly.
If you're not a creep, it doesn't.
No, but you know what? This is how you get involved in those people, and then you find out what creeps they can be.
Yes. They tell me when it is. It's a Saturday night, but I tell them, if I'm around, I'll see what I can do. I'm very noncommittal about this thing. The rabbi, who I've not met before, introduces himself. So now I got three of them.
Oh, no.
He tells me here's I'm a jazz musician.
What?
That's the right response.
What?
I assure him I am not.
The idea of you as a jazz musician, that's great.
I say my daughter has the musical talent in my family.
Yes.
He says he would like to see. Then he's, oh yeah, you're a comic too. Yeah, it's kind of. He goes. He'd like to see me perform comedy sometime.
Oh, come to one of my shows.
I say, great. I hope they're not words you're afraid to hear.
Yeah.
Silence.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I really don't curse a lot in my show.
No, you really don't. But the thing is that you don't have any sacred cows.
No.
And he,
no,
although he's not a Hindu, there might be a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I'll attack. I mean, I just did a church and it went well.
Yeah. But
I mean, you know.
Yeah, no, I know that you can back it off of the subject matter that you know is just going to be incendiary. You size up your audience.
Yeah.
But the thing is that you don't know who's going to be picky about what, right. And it always happens.
Never good when you greet with silence.
Yeah, and no.
Although in this case, maybe. So I get in the car with my daughter.
Yeah.
And I ask her, I go, why do these people always want to talk to me?
It's my own private hell.
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
I said, I can't look less friendly unless I give people dirty looks, which I don't want to do, because she has to go there. I can't be out and out nasty.
Yeah, no, of course not.
Because it might, you know, they, you know.
You don't want to embarrass her.
Listen, embarrassing is the least of her problems. She's going to get enough of that with me. But, but, you know, they're in charge of her for a few hours, and I don't want them to take out any ill feelings they may have towards me on her.
Right. And they might not think that they would do it, but people are human.
Right. And that's a problem with
them. Yeah. I know. Stop that.
Yeah. So I explained to my daughter, I don't want to talk to anybody except you and mommy.
Right.
She asks, is there anybody else I talk to? I say, Joe and Pip. She says, well, they come over, so you have to.
Could keep the door locked.
I go, yeah, you got a point.
One of these days I'm going to drive up here and it will be.
I go, but I like them. But you do have a point.
You have to.
Well, she got a point. Well, they show up.
And no matter what happens, they keep showing up. Stupids.
I'm not looking to like new people.
Right.
I'm not looking to. Why do people feel the need to talk to me? What is it about this?
He waves his hand in front of his face and then gives the cascading hand gesture.
Yes.
But you know what? I don't know. In this particular instance, I have to say that this is just their what is it? Their MO. This is what they do. They're like, here's a student. We have to try to figure out what's her environment like. And so we've only seen the wife. This is a red flag. What?
They see me all the time.
Well, they see you drop off, pick up.
She's not bruised. We have cover up. She don't flinch. We trained her not to.
You know how to hit the spots that don't show.
Right. Right. Unless you're being naughty on your own. Then I'll find out. Then I'll hit you.
But the thing is that this is what they do. I mean, I remember when I would go to church, they would, like, church ladies are like heat. Seeking missiles, and they will
give them a missile.
Yeah, I know. They just like do, 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 do. There's a new person. One lady came over to me, and within like moments of meeting me, how come your children aren't in our Sunday school? I mean, not particularly with a nice tone either. And I'm like, well, when I have some, we can discuss this. Oh, it's like back off. I mean, I've had really overbearing church people come at me a number of times in my church lady career, and now that I no longer do that, I'm feeling sorry for you because that's the same MO.
So you don't think I'm giving off any type of vibe?
No, I don't think that it's you're come over and talk to me. It's their mission. It is.
To convert.
Yeah, well, not convert necessarily, but they figure that you are one of the chosen people, whether you like it or not, and they're going to get you involved. There's people who are like, I don't have enough time, I'm resident. But they've already sized you up and they said, this guy's a comedian. He's got time during the day. He has skills that we can use.
Yeah, they maybe the personality, the persona to make Trivia Night interesting.
Mm-hmm. They're like, he's got skills that we can use.
Now, you have a much better memory than I do. When we met.
God help us.
When we met, did I talk to you? I doubt I would have.
I don't remember. I know what it was.
I mean, I like human beings a lot more than I do now. So, but I was always shy.
You were more open then. But the thing was,
was I?
A little bit. I mean, I remember because we were in that class, and the heater next to me made a rattly noise, and I said, "Oh God, it's my bagging." And I thought I turned that off, and you thought that was funny, and you laughed.
That's kind of what I figured. Like, you had to say something funny,
yeah,
that made me laugh. That must have been it.
Yeah,
and then I probably said something that didn't go over well with anybody but you.
And we're like, ah.
I'm guessing.
Kindred spirits.
I'm guessing that's kind of how it went down.
Yeah, it was something like that. And so then because.
We hit it off right away.
I mean,
we were talking post-class.
We were talking post-class, and you told me about your wife. And, well, she wasn't the wife yet, but you told me about
her.
Ah,
the good
old
days.
Yeah, so we were just.
When men could be men and not told they can't be.
And then, it's you know, we would talk and conspire during class and stuff. And so that, you know.
Look at you. What a bunch of shit this is.
I know.
Those jokes suck.
It's like, are you kidding me? You're trying to tell me that that's the way to do it?
Well, I can't imagine me talking to you first.
You didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm one of those people. I'm talking to the people online with me in the supermarket.
So that must have been that way.
Yeah, I bothered you.
Probably. And you struck me as funny.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
You see how first impressions can be so misleading?
Well, I always said you were funny. I mean, not in this medium. But,
yes, clearly no.
No, I always thought you were funny. You know that.
Yeah, Joe's Girl says they like getting the parents involved in the school. You know, that's what they do.
How can I look more creepy? How can I look like you don't want me involved?
I think you got to wear dark glasses so that there's no eye contact, because that's really off-putting.
I think I've worn sunglasses there.
And kept them on when you're talking to them.
Yeah, I wouldn't take them off.
Wear them on an overcast day too. Mm. Like, it's not just because it's sunny out. He is being like keeping himself to himself.
You think?
You have to
send a trench coat?
Yeah. I'm not saying go full Columbine. I'm saying just dress up.
I was just going creep. I wasn't going Columbine.
I hear trench coat now, and I'm picturing those two creeps.
I was going pedophile. But
I'm glad you were going pedophile. I'm glad you admitted it.
That. I'm glad you were going pedophile.
Glad you're going
pedophile. Gather the kids around for some talk radio.
Yeah, please don't add that to the opener.
That's funny. I might.
Oh, no. God damn it. I don't really think in this instance it was about you, but you'd really have to put on the fuck off signs, body language and everything. Joe's Girl says, twitch and walk away. And when they talk to you like Joe does when people talk to him, just walk away.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, Joe walks away from people when they're being helpful.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a whole level of douchebaggery, but I might have to consult with Joe.
Yeah, people come up to him in the store. Did you find everything you were looking for? He'll just fuck right off.
Because that's a whole level that I would feel bad at this point, but Joe has obviously devolved to a point where he does not, so I might have to consult with our antisocial friends.
Well, in a couple of years, you might be there, but right now, Grasshopper, you
no,
have not
I might,
reached
I must
that level.
Have to talk to our antisocial guru.
Yeah, I know. I have to learn some things, too.
Yeah, Joe's always a few steps ahead with bad behavior than I am. So. Good point.
I'm sorry. So go ahead. You were obviously going to say something.
No. So I tell the wife.
Yeah.
About what happened.
Did her eyeballs get like platters when she realized that you were communicating with these people?
Say, absolutely not. You're not doing anything with them. We're not mixing the two. I said, that's fine.
Yeah. Absolutely not. I love that.
Daughter's sitting right there. I go, that's great. You tell them.
Oh, to the daughter?
No, I tell the wife.
To the wife, yeah.
You tell them.
Yeah.
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 Your rule, I'm fine with it. You tell them.
Yeah.
No reason for me to have a conversation about it.
And you know what? You know what happens in these kind of situations? You're going to be the dick. You know,
well, there was explicit instructions not to make me the dick.
No. Oh, okay.
Because I knew how that would turn. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
You will not make me look bad in this.
Because, you know, like any kind of association of do-gooders, churches or any other kind of association, they see somebody who has something to offer, a skill or something that you could do for them.
I can do
and
nothing.
Then you say, yeah, no, I'm not going to do
I
that. And they're like, what a dick.
I have nothing of value.
All you have to do is spin the wheel and call it numbers. Why is he such a dick?
No, it's trivia. I got to read questions.
Oh. Yeah, I know. And then you actually do that for a living. It's like, why am I going to do that for free? Cause
yeah,
they
I mean, I've hosted trivia nights.
Yeah, but they don't expect to pay you.
Well, so I go, so she goes, she will.
Okay,
a few days later, she says that I'm going to tell them.
What?
I say, oh, no, you don't.
What? Why?
Yeah, she's like, no, when you see him, you'll tell him. I go, oh no. I go, this is your policy? You tell.
Yep. Yeah.
And our daughter was right there, and I go, I said you heard Mommy say she will handle, right? And she said, yes, I have finally starting to get a little ally. For years, it was the two of them against me.
Yeah.
But now things are finally, because I'm starting to evolve into the cool. I mean, the wife is still way cooler, but I encourage bad behavior.
Like, did you light that on fire? Here's a gumdrop.
Yeah, I'm unfazed. So she drops the daughter off at Hebrew school. And she's like, oh, it's not comedy. I told her it wasn't comedy. She goes, I told them if you're not working, you would do it.
What? 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 Wait. No. No. I no. No. Because, oh, God, it's like what do they call it? A pathway drug? A
gateway.
Gateway drug. It's like, no, the trivia contest is the gateway drug to you doing comedy there. No. No. What is she thinking? They used their volunteer voodoo on her, and they got her.
They said they can knock off some of our tuition if I do it. We haven't really paid anything yet.
Oh, hang on a second. Now we're talking. Wait. Like how much tuition?
I don't
tuition?
Know, like a stipend. So
if the money. I see how it is. If the money's good enough, then we can mix.
The money was better at the other place.
Yeah, I know. But look what happened.
Yeah, well, personally, if I can make money, I'll do a comedy show for them. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is like, you're going to put up with Mr. Bigot to get that
no,
done?
No, I'm telling
now.
You, in the new place, I'll do it.
In the new place.
I would, but rules are rules.
Men have died.
Exactly.
Schools have been lost.
Schools have been lost. Children have cried.
Children have cried, not just yours. She's changing the policy, Joe's girl says.
Yeah, thank you.
In midstream.
Well, what is the difference, ladies, between comedy and trivia, besides the obvious? I know there's a difference. Although if Joe was here, he would say my comedy, not so much. But putting that aside,
no.
This is a performance.
This is very subtle difference because you know you're not going to stand there and just do it as a straight man. You're going to put in some jokes.
Yeah, I can't keep my mouth shut.
I wouldn't be able to do that either. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to do it just straight. I have to do announcements when I go to the convention for my association at work. And I don't do it straight man.
I'll read it like, I can't think of it, Ben Stein.
Bueller. Bueller. Who was the main character in the movie Bueller? It's like, no. It's a gateway performance. This is nothing but trouble.
I don't know what happened.
No, because now you're going to be in the midst of them. You're going to be involved. They're going to
be being normalized. I don't want to be normalized.
Yeah, there's going to be conversations about how it goes. There's going to be conversations you know?
He wasn't very funny. I wasn't trying to be fucking funny.
Yeah, it's like, or he was too funny, or he was a little risque and there were children. Whatever it is, there's going to be trouble. No, I would back right out of this.
Well, I said,
you're never going to be available. Your schedule is going to be chock full.
Well, the weekend they wanted, I'm in Virginia, so I can't do it.
Oh, good.
I go, Saturday night's not going to work. Well, so maybe we could do Sundays. So I gave him a couple Sundays in January where I may be around. Cause if it's
Let me feel your forehead. You're clearly feverish. No.
If I say no, I'm the dick. I did not want to be the I'm the dick in so many ways.
Joe's girl says this isn't good, and she should know not good. Sorry, Joe's girl. It was right
knows
there.
Not good.
It's Joe's girl. it was right there. I had to pluck that low-hanging fruit. The thing is,
are we still talking about Joe?
I've never touched his low-hanging fruit. I want that on the record.
It's on the record. Noted.
Thank you. I've licked his foot. I have never
that
touched his
low
hanging
fruit. That is on the record, too. You can watch that video.
Yeah.
Go to davinsden.com. That's a classic.
I know. People like that.
In the video section.
Yeah, too many hits for my liking, but
yeah,
whatever.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm never betting you guys on anything ever again.
Didn't bet me. You bet Joe.
I always lose.
Well, sometimes Joe can lose. I'm fine with that, too.
Yeah, no, that is fun. That's good. Anyway, back to this debacle. Look, how many years is she going to be in Hebrew school?
I don't know. Could be forever.
Wait, now, how many years does it go?
Well, I mean, they don't even just stop with the bat mitzvah, which would be coming up in the next year or so. So, I mean, she could go
it
after
it goes them. Beyond that. Yeah. Because I'm just trying to figure out how many weekends you have to be busy, according to them.
Well, I mean, they're going to do this with or without me.
Yeah, good. Without.
But I kind of got sold out, right?
You did. You totally did.
And I don't understand why this is okay, but comedy is not. Comedy I enjoy.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, this is a slippery slope.
Once again, you send a woman in to do a man's job.
Don't paint us all with the same paintbrush.
You know what, but like you said, these church ladies, they have their voodoo.
They do, and I am not immune to that. I mean, I don't know if I would be now, but I used to
now
cave.
Now you would burn once you cross the threshold.
They know that the church is crumbling down. I can't go in there. But I used to do a lot of church lady activities. I really got sucked in. Sometimes it was because my old roommate used to volunteer me for shit.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know. I was like, I'm doing what? I'm doing what? But now that I have control over my life, it's like, I don't go to those places, but if I did, yeah, in the pews and out.
I would not be exposed to this. My skin crawls when I go to these places.
I know.
I don't know how much more I can make myself more off-putting to the human race.
I think you should smell.
But I'm a very clean person. I don't like that.
I know, but
you know my take on boobs.
I know.
By the way, I've spoken to a few people. You're not the only one, and they're filthy animals.
Thank you. Thank you for admitting that you've spoken to other women.
Oh, yes. I am fascinated by this. Now, I'm not saying it's normal, but I'm saying you're not the only one.
Yeah, no.
And I am assuring you that I let them know what I thought of their behavior as well.
Well, another thing that I didn't think about when we were talking about
oh,
is that...
Christ, the third week in a row on this topic?
Yes, bra talk with Davin and Pip. Yeah, is that they're actually... They're engineered that they are delicate and, like, they're engineered to keep everything in place.
No.
But they're also, like, delicate enough that you keep washing them, they're going to fall apart on you.
Listen.
And so you can't
Listen.
Every single wear.
Are you familiar with the Bella Twins from wrestling?
I don't know what they look like, but right. I think I've heard the name.
All right. They're two skinny girls.
Okay.
You know. They got big boobs, I mean, but they're skinny girls.
Mm-hmm.
They talk about boob sweat.
Okay.
Now, I love you, but you're not a Bella twin. There's a lot more sweat going on there, too.
What? Now, the girls are not as big, although it does meet up with the bottom half.
Exactly. Listen, as I was talking with Joe last week, we were talking about, you know, men, we get the rolls and whatnot. Some men get rolls. It's just the way it is.
Yeah. No. I know that. It's just, it's not going to happen.
Here's the rule, and we'll move on from this.
Okay.
If you're not going to be in society. If you're going to be cloistered away in your home, as you should be because you're a filthy animal.
I do that most of the time.
Fine.
Yes.
Don't wash. Don't bathe. Be a pig. If you're if you are going to go out and be in our world,
yes,
you got to do a little better.
Wait, you're saying that I'm unwashed.
Your bra is.
Yeah, my bra is the only part that is
your
not.
Your bra was collecting sweat.
Yes.
Yes.
So I have a sweaty bra on.
Yeah, which is disgusting. Which is disgusting.
It doesn't smell
have
anything.
Have you been to Europe?
Oh, that's a different level.
No. This is what happens if it goes untreated. You have me. They don't have me.
Hold on a second. I keep up with all the hygiene. It's just the
bra
thing.
No, you don't if you're throwing on dirty undergarments. You don't. But, you don't.
But they're not smelly.
Listen, the tits might be clean, but once they go into the bra,
the bra
done.
Is not smelly.
Are you sniffing? You walk around with cat piss. Who's going to believe you?
That was a one-time incident.
No, again, it's a gateway.
It was gateway cat piss.
It starts as cat piss. Next thing you know, it's yak dung.
Well, it was a stealthy cat.
It doesn't matter. The point is you have allowances. We see this in all aspects of our society as it breaks down. It just takes one little indiscretion and then the first little crack and then it chip away and the foundation, in this case of hygiene, crumbles. Like I said, you're not the only one.
No.
I found this out.
Yeah.
Doesn't make it better. Does not make it better.
I have totally disillusioned you.
No, I mean, I wasn't going to motorboat you, but now I definitely won't.
Yes, danger, Dr.
Exactly.
Stark.
I'm not going in there. Then I got to, like, peel my face.
Yeah, it's like, I'm going to need peroxide.
Yeah, seriously, no, I'm not doing that to this. This is the moneymaker. I don't have a lot of money. But this
These
is
are the moneymakers.
Yes, and they'd be making more money if they were clean.
Yeah, they would probably.
Exactly.
By the way, another clean bra for you.
Today?
Yeah.
Then I shall motorboat you.
Oh, here we go. All right. Time out, listeners. Then I shall motorboat you.
See, you get rewarded.
There you go.
You're welcome. We'll see. I'm having an impact.
Yeah, at least one day a week. I know. I've got a.
That's fine.
Actually, this isn't even really a bra. It's one of those post-surgery little vest thingies that I have that with the front closure because I can't.
Tip flap jacket?
It is kind of. I can't reach behind me to do that yet.
I just appreciate that you clean.
My physical therapist asked me, he was like trying to be delicate, even though he's like a cool dime.
What's that smell?
About everything. No, that was the other one. But he asked me, are you back to wearing regular bras yet? And what had happened was, I guess he noticed because I was wearing a regular bra that day because I had taken both of these little like post-surgery things and I put them in the wash and I met a before I went to bed, and I made a point of I was going to get up early and throw them in the dryer. Well, I overslept, so both of my tit slings are in the goddamn washer.
You got to get more.
Well, I have these two for the post-surgery. I'll be out of them soon. So both
you know
of
what?
Them in the
it's
washer.
It's not my concern unless it's Tuesday.
I had to get back into a regular bra, but then I had to run up to Mr. Helix and back up to him and go, hike me in here. Close that up.
First he bent you over, but then he put the bra back.
Yeah, after a while I got the bra back.
Sure. Forgot what you were there for, but you know, you had a good time.
But I said to the, I call these vests because they're not really proper bra. And I said to my
Mr.
therapist.
Mr. Helix must love undoing your vest.
Vest. I know. No, I can do it myself. Okay. But I said to the therapist, because I was just thinking about this whole conversation. I said, I'm wearing a proper bra today because I threw both of my breasts in the washing machine.
Oh, that's painful.
And I meant vest.
That's painful.
Oopsie. Yeah.
So another thing.
Okay.
Daughter had a busy weekend. She had a big project due. All right, I guess I'll get to this. Big project due, had a concert on Saturday, Hebrew school on Sunday. One of her friend's moms decides to throw daughter a last-minute birthday party on Saturday night. Wife gets the text at 11 a.m.
What, for the same day?
Yes, on Saturday morning. It puts us in a bad place to say no because it's not like we can turn to my daughter and go, well, you didn't use your time wisely.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like,
no,
you, know,
it's
well,
not
you
her.
Knew you had this coming and, you know.
No, it's not on her.
Right. So nobody knew about this. She went to the party and did not finish the project. Is this a new thing? I mean, I know in the past I've talked about, like, where parties are now being announced, like, the week of, a few days out. Are we at the point where it's the day of now?
See, I don't even remember you ever saying that because I'm kind of surprised that the day of?
The day of is brand new. But I'm pretty sure I've bitched about, like, how it's happening now, the week of.
I'm struggling with what would be the term, a not sexualized term, for a child that's getting, like, a date call the same day. You know, like, you're the good girl if you set up for the weekend.
But I didn't know this was, like, everybody. Everybody was invited last minute. It wasn't like, oh, somebody didn't show up.
No, I didn't mean that. I just meant, like, you know, what is this, the kiddie version of booty call? Like, last minute?
I don't know. It's just, it's inconsiderate. I mean, you're pretty much
it's bad
saying,
planning, Mom.
You're pretty much saying nobody's going to get your kid anything.
It's a birthday party?
Yeah, it's a birthday party.
Did the day of her birth, like, magically jump up in
like,
at this moment?
They weren't going to do anything, but they're like, oh, you know, we'll have the kids over for pizza and a movie. And it's like my daughter just had, like, so much stuff to do. It's like,
No. Kids are scheduled up the wazoo these days. You can't just, like, all of a sudden chuck a new thing at them. Like, you really want to go to a birthday party because they're cool, you know? It's like everybody's together. There's going to be, like, fun.
You'll be unpopular soon enough, but until then.
Like, yeah, well, oh, you don't know. Middle school girls are the meanest bitches on the planet.
I go to tell my girl, you're probably sick. I'm not popular. I go, we're talking about your birthday party, and you have to invite your 12 best friends. I go, first of all, that's not best. But it's a sleepover. I'm like, we don't have room for that here.
Yeah, well, yeah. Oh, but that's a big thing. That is a rite of passage.
She's had them. She's had them the past several years.
Yeah.
But now she's adding more people. I go, I'm not popular. I go, if you got 12 best friends, you're freaking popular.
You're going to have to draw straws because you can't have all 12.
Oh, they'll be here.
Oh, God.
They'll be here.
Where are you going to put them all?
I don't know. We tried to explain. They go, yeah, but you've all grown. And you're adding one more.
Yeah, and there needs to be bodies everywhere. Like, yeah. I'm looking around where we are in the den, and I can't even see enough places for it.
No, there's not.
There's not even enough floor space for that many girls. And that's dangerous because then you bonk into each other and you get made fun of if you walk to the bathroom and then walk back and accidentally step on one of them's boob. I'm talking to you, Trisha Bradshaw. I didn't mean it. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I shan't be stepping on anybody's boobs.
I had a flashback.
Clearly. But yeah, so my daughter's popular and she doesn't realize it, which I guess is good.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That is good because not everybody has 12 besties.
I don't have 12 ennies.
I know. It's like, how do you fill up that big table? I don't.
I sit alone.
We have six chairs just for Elijah.
My final issue of the week.
Oh, my God.
Been an event.
You're going to get my bill.
Yeah, you're so helpful. I solved your hygiene issue, so you're fine. We're even.
I'm not stinking, so bring it on.
You said you came clean, so that's fine.
I did.
That's fine. I've had an impact.
I usually come here clean, unless something disastrous has happened.
I've had an impact. You've changed accordingly, and that's good. And I've comforted you to know that you're not the only filthy animal.
I am comforted. Thank you.
Good. Still a filthy animal, but you're a pack of filthy animals.
I accept this.
If I was dating a girl and she had a stanky bra, it's over. Because I'm a little bit more discerning now. Because I've been with stinkers before.
Right.
I've talked about that.
Yeah, now you're like, no.
No, I don't need that now. No. Now I have money. I can get a prostitute. I can get a professional stinker. There's no reason. It's not like it was. I got an income.
There you go.
I don't have to save my allowance for a blowjob. It's a different world.
Yeah, but you have the money. You have the liquid cash for it.
Sure, I sell a couple DVDs, a couple T-shirts. I'm good.
One Cinco de Caco shot glass, and you're off and running.
Never had a Cinco de Caco shot glass.
You didn't?
No, those were T-shirts.
Oh, I thought you did.
I haven't done that joke. If you know anybody who's a size small or maybe size small, I can give them a fuck the French Cinco de Caco T-shirt.
I don't know that.
So my daughter tested for first chair for violin. She's getting good at this violin thing.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah. And she was named first chair for the winter concert. I posted this on Facebook.
Cool.
And if you don't know, if first chair is an honor, it means you're the best.
Yes.
Whatever. Yeah. You know, not everybody gets to be first chair and then go second chair and third chair. And it's like first chair and there's like several first chairs. And then if you're sitting at the end, you're like the best first chair. And, you know, this whole thing, which, you know, was never... I never had anything to deal with because by the time we got to naming chairs and violin, it was already established. No, I have no talent. Which is fine.
Yeah, it's okay. You don't have to be good at everything.
There's many things I'm not good at.
I would like to be good at something.
I'll help you work towards that. Kind of think I am.
Yes.
Yes. So, last week she got challenged by two other students. I didn't know they could even do these challenges. My daughter didn't know they could do these challenges.
What does that mean?
I guess a violin off.
Like a dance off with violins?
Like a test or something, like mano y mano.
Really? So you're both going to solo and see who's the best?
Yeah.
Somebody like, really? You're going to get knocked out of the ring by another violinist in their first chair?
Yeah.
Okay.
And nobody knew about this.
How did they know to do this?
I don't know. Well, my daughter did. My daughter doesn't always pay attention, but she had no idea. So she got, because two of them challenged, she got knocked down the third chair.
Oh, man.
I'm pissed.
Yeah, I would not be pleased about this.
No, and me and the wife were like, because my daughter had a bad day. She was unprepared. She's fully capable of being first chair.
Yeah, but she didn't know you could do this or else she'd be on her A game.
So me and the wife were like, you need to challenge these two kids.
Yeah, you do.
Get your chair back.
Right.
That's what you need to do.
Right.
No, they're really nice. Are you fucking kidding me? They're really nice.
No. Start being a bitch now. Why avoid the rush?
She hates competition. Competition's important. Like, you know.
It is.
I think I have the right amount of competition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a competitive person, but I know I don't have to be everything competitive. Like sometimes I'll let you and Joe appear to be funny.
Yeah, I know. Every once in a while you can let us, you'll actually laugh at something I say.
Yeah, because it helps the show. It really all helps me. So maybe I am being competitive.
Yeah, well, because that awkward silence just goes over with the...
But I like to win.
Yeah, no, well, I get that
and
about
competition,
you.
And competition's important.
You are competitive, but you're not like the... did you ever see the... Oh, God. Yeah. And you said before I had the better memory of the two of us. God help us. We're going to be in the ward together.
Well, I don't remember what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I know. I know you don't. Damn it. I am just having... Hunger Games. You saw the Hunger Games.
Yeah, she saw the Hunger Games. We love Hunger Games.
And you know how there's the District 1 and District 2
right.
people that are raised to be competitors, yeah. but they're like insane?
Well, it's also their life. It's not
a chair. Yeah, it's their file. I'm thinking filed teeth. It's their life.
Right.
So, I mean, so I'm saying you are competitive, but you're not District 1 or 2.
I'm District 5.
Yeah. you're in there, but you're not like,
I want to win.
I'm going to rip your jugular out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
But I would not. If I'm playing ball, I am all in.
Yeah.
I am all in. Yeah, I'm not trying to hurt you.
Right.
But you're going to know I played.
But it's a team.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But I'm saying, like, I want to win as a team or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I'm certainly not going to, you know, I was very competitive in badminton and gym class. I wanted to win. I dive, throw my body around. I want to win.
Yeah. I'm just going to knock that birdie right into your chin.
She's like, well, you know, they're nice and, you know, it's fine. Let them have them. I'm like, no.
No. Well, that's you.
But my wife agrees.
But you also want to teach her to, no, fight her for your spot.
Yeah, well, she
won't do it?
No. I don't know. We're kind of stuck. Don't know what to do.
She's more interested in keeping her social position than her violin position.
I don't think she cares about social position.
Don't you think that they're nice, so she doesn't want
to? I just think she don't give a shit.
Oh.
First chair, meant more people were going to see her. She's not really into that. She wants to work behind the scenes anywhere. She was kind of apprehensive of being in the first and everybody seeing her.
That's not everybody's thing, then.
But competition is important.
It is important, but the thing is that not everybody is the alpha dog. And if she's not, and she recognizes that about herself, you kind of got to let her go with that.
Alpha dogs are important.
They are, but not everybody is one.
See, I don't know what I'm kind of like a morph. I'm a mutt.
Yeah. Well, isolate that.
No, like, I'll follow until you really suck, and then, like, I can't. Let me just do it. Ugh.
Yeah.
Like, I'm willing to be, like, because, well, you know, in softball, I've captained the team.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was perfectly happy not captaining the team because we had a good captain. I was like, oh, less responsibility on me, and I'll just be a team player,
yeah.
And I'll be selfless in that respect. And,
yeah.
But, no, this is bothering me.
I know. But it's not your battle in this. Yeah, I mean, if
but I want to instill. She has no competitive drive unless it's like board games with us.
Well, if she felt like it was something that she really, really wanted, then you'd have to really keep pressing the issue.
No,
but
she don't give a shit.
If she doesn't really want it,
wound up going to
choose your battles.
Yeah, but we let her pick where to go out to dinner, a celebration of her accomplishment, and now I ate awful Pizzeria Uno for nothing.
Oh well, then now she must pay.
Right now I'm involved.
Joe's girl says that the teacher should decide that, especially at her age. It is a little Lord of the Flies to have them going after each other for the positions.
Yeah, I mean, and they have a bunch of concerts, so you go, all right, well, you're first chair for this concert.
Right.
And, you know, the next concert, we'll see. You don't lose your spot, especially when a student doesn't know. If you're going to have a challenge, go, all right, on this day, there's going to be a challenge, so you better prepare.
Yeah, I mean, even if the bully wants to fight you in the schoolyard, he tells you 3 o'clock, you're done. So you can mentally prepare. They don't.
You have time to shit yourself and curl up into a ball.
Absolutely, and have the nurse say you have a bad tum tum and have mommy come and get you.
Right, it's all part of the plan.
Yeah, you have time to prepare. What's your strategy? But I mean, nobody just like you walk out in the schoolyard at 3 o'clock and clocks you in the head.
Yeah, it's a little bit of bullshit.
Yeah,
little,
it is.
A little annoyed.
Yeah, I'm annoyed that it was allowed. But if she doesn't want to fight it out, I'm like, well, pick your battles, kid.
Yeah, well.
You know, I know that, I think that's probably the most challenging part of becoming an adult parent is that.
I don't want to be either.
No, I know. I know. I said two really bad words.
Yeah.
If that you want to lead your children, but you don't want to tell them what you would do.
I told her.
Yeah.
But I mean, if I challenged, it would not be good because I'm not good at this.
Well, I'm just saying that you don't want to necessarily say you have to do this because...
I can't make her do it.
No, it's like...
But we strongly encouraged her to.
But that's fine. But then if she says, nope, this isn't something I care that much about...
Yeah, well, she chose wrong.
Oh, you're Rosenblatt, goddammit, get her back in there!
Yeah.
You bow. You bow with all you've got.
Yes.
It's not usually the inspirational
speech
you normally hear. Yeah.
You tell her you're not. She don't even give a shit about the crumb cake. I'm fucking selling the crumb cake. We're selling the crumb cake.
Well, the missus handed me this, and your daughter didn't look at me.
Yeah. She doesn't give a shit.
Well, she wants nothing to do with me just on GPs, but she really doesn't want to sell this.
She has nothing against you. She don't care.
No, that second part, yes. Does not care.
You know, you're not a Harry Potter character.
I know.
But the fact that you like Harry Potter?
Is that
Big? No, she would like talk to you about that.
Oh, okay.
Like if you start talking about Harry Potter with her, yeah, she'll talk to you about that.
So I could just run around your house and yell Quidditch, and I'm in.
Well, I mean, it's very superficial, even though I know Quidditch. You'll have to bring a little more. She's read each book like 5 times and seen all the movies a bunch of times.
Uh-oh, I'm gonna have to study.
Yeah,
well, because when I get challenged on Harry Potter, I've been laid the gauntlet.
You've
I'm gonna
warned.
Read up.
You've been warned.
There so you go.
We have an uncompetitive child, which annoys me. She won't do sparring in Taekwondo, even though she'd be good at it. And
is she doing karate anymore?
She's doing Taekwondo. Same thing.
Oh, okay.
She corrects us all the time.
Oh.
Because with Master Marmo, you know, Sensei Fredico gave Master Marmo the school.
Right.
And so it switched from karate to Taekwondo. But
oh, okay.
It's all the same bullshit.
Same thing.
Yeah. It's all, all costing me money.
That's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
So she's still doing it, though. She's
yeah,
still like,
yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
She's sticking with it, but she don't want to compete. She doesn't want to compete.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think if you want to do that, maybe she's more into the Zen aspect of it and just the exercise rather than the
no, not
competition.
Exercise. No, no.
No?
She's ready to lead the veal lifestyle.
Well, I can help in that respect.
Yes, you can.
I am very useful at teaching the veal lifestyle. I have pointers.
She can be your veal apprentice.
Yes.
Get voted off the couch if she's not veal-like enough.
Yes.
I saw you twitch. You know what you did. Off the couch. Off the couch.
That's what happens to the cats. You're too lively. Off.
You went to get the remote control. Use the force. Ooh, before I let you talk, I saw the coolest thing that I have to get.
What?
For the holidays. I guess Best Buy selling this thing. You don't really like Star Wars, do you?
No.
But you know a little bit about it.
I know a little bit to be conversant.
Like they have
but
this virtual reality thing.
Oh, okay.
Where you could like have lightsaber duels.
Get out.
Yeah, I need to get that.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's something like that go for?
$200.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, if I was 12, that's a lot of money. I'll fucking make it rain up in Best Buy. I got that type of cabbage to spend.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
I got $200. Family Hanukkah present.
Yeah.
And they also, do you ever see Star Wars, the original one?
No.
They have this like, it was kind of like a chess type game, but it wasn't like chess rules.
Okay.
Where they had like these monsters doing battle.
That's cool.
Like where you like, you know, again, they had Chewbacca and C-3PO do it on the Millennium Falcon for the Star Wars fans that are listening, but they already knew
cool.
That. So that's part of this thing too.
That's cool.
Yeah. So there needs to be an investment. But I think like the mask might be one thing and then the lightsaber might be more.
Adds up.
They're probably going to stick me hard.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're going to like it.
But I deserve it.
Well, you know, as long as they grease up that lifesaver,
you know what?
It might be interesting
Listen,
for you.
This town needs a Jedi.
Yeah. If you run around in a Jedi outfit with a lightsaber and it's not Halloween, they're taking you in.
No, I'm protecting. In these troubled times,
it's good to have somebody like you're just like a neighborhood watch.
I am the neighborhood Jedi watch.
Neighborhood sci-fi watch.
No Jedi watch. No, I'm not.
Just Jedi?
Just Jedi. I'm not. Just Jedi.
You're a bigot.
Now, I do have to tell you. I might be. I do have to tell you, I could probably be compelled to the dark side.
Oh, clearly.
Yeah, I mean, let's be honest about it. I might train as a Jedi, but I could switch.
Oh, well, apparently they can.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, even though I'm the neighborhood Jedi, bad shit might happen to you. But I should have this training.
I think you're going to have to start, like, practicing your lower register.
I don't know if I need to do that.
If you're on the dark side, yeah.
I just need to do this move.
What is that?
That is supposed to choke you.
Oh, it's like choking me from afar?
Yes. Like,
he
like,
made a one-handed choke move at me, but we're so far apart he couldn't get me.
No, but it's supposed
to. That's supposed to make me sad.
Yes. Like, I don't have to actually choke you.
Oh, it's just because you use the force? But
yes.
Why do you have to even stick out your hand if you're using the force? Can't you do it with your head?
For dramatic effect.
Oh, okay. So that people watching know
well,
what happened?
You know you're about to be choked.
Because otherwise it looks like they got a piece of shrimp or something.
Yeah, exactly. So what really should happen is once I threw up my arm, and after I get this piece of equipment from Best Buy, it shall come to pass.
You can do that? You throw out your hand and you're
John,
choking the person?
Imagine how useful this would be when Joe's here.
Well, you know, if only it comes with like something you wrap around the neck, it could be an amazing toy.
I don't need it to wrap around the neck. If I use it properly, Joe could be in mid-rant and I could stop it.
You know, Joe's girl's listening to this. And
you know what, Joe's
all
girl,
this.
And Joe's girl's probably thinking, I need to go to Best Buy too. Because you don't think Joe just rants here, do you?
No, I'm sure he doesn't.
Exactly.
And she's going, 200.
Everybody needs
I could cough up 200.
Exactly. And, you know, Joe's girl has other things going on in her life where this might be a useful tool.
Clearly.
Not necessarily to use on Joe, but on other people, too.
I know. She has a full life, and there's always people on the list. Everybody's got a list.
I'm sure there are people that could use a good choking. And the good thing about this is you leave no fingerprints. And as long as you hush, nobody knows you're a Jedi in training.
Ooh, that's true.
Yeah. Well, this is really a dark side tool, but yeah.
Yeah, it is.
But you could like for somebody like you, if you use the Force, if you just hold out your hand or your mind, the remote control can come to you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm usually the remote controller, if you will.
Yeah.
Because Mr. Helix is not interested in television, except if it's Walking Dead night.
Okay.
But I am the queen of the remote.
So can you imagine how your Veal-like game would be lifted if you could just, you know.
If I could just look at the television and it would change or correct the volume and I could just look at it and it would do what I want.
So then you need to get this gadget too.
I do.
Yeah.
I just need Jedi mind control.
But this is all part of the Jedi training. It's a Jedi training thing.
Can you be a Jedi and be a Veal? If it's virtual reality.
Kind of counterintuitive, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm like, if it's virtual reality, I could Jedi train from the couch.
The thing is, when you're Jedi training, like, you're going up against somebody else, like a virtual reality, somebody else with a lightsaber.
Right.
So if you're not doing anything, you're going to die. And you're not going to progress.
See, wait a second. Now, lying around, eating a lot of food, not moving, sedentary versus instant death from other Jedi. Yeah, I better move my ass.
Exactly. And then once you have mastered the Jedi stuff, then you can go back to sedentary.
Yeah, because I killed that other Jedi, and now there's nobody in the playing field.
Now you know how to use your mind in the appropriate way.
Right. Anybody comes near the cats, zoom!
Right.
Fry!
Right.
Oh, this could make me queen of all I survey at work. Because there's people that have to go.
Well, then you need to go to Best Buy as well.
Apparently I do. I'll beat you.
I'm waiting for Black Friday, not to be racist, or I will go online for a Cyber Monday.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, but and I will get this. This shall be mine.
Black Friday, not to be racist.
Well, I was listening. Supposed to, Engine Tuesday. Anyway.
Oh, my God.
What, too much?
You know what? Not the whole story, just we need a new roof. And so I talked to somebody and we'd gotten another estimate and everything. But this guy was, I liked what they had to offer and everything.
God.
So, yeah, probably. And so, we signed up to get that roof and blah, blah, blah. And so I'm talking to the guy, he's younger, and he said, I said something about, we were joking around. I said something about him being Asian, and he goes, I'm not actually. And I was surprised because that
Latino?
From his appearance. No, he goes, I'm part Filipino.
That's Asian.
Yeah, that's what I thought, but apparent to him, no. So
it's
he goes,
like, it's like some Asian country and like and Spanish.
Yeah. So I thought it was, but he's like, no. Okay.
Well, aren't the Philippines in Asia?
I thought it was, maybe it's Micronesia. I'm not really sure what it's considered. I know. That's what I thought.
Now I have to Google. Go on.
I know. So he's part Filipino and then part Irish and German. So
he's sexy.
So, he goes, oh, I know. It's because I have these chinky eyes. And I went, what? I mean, I thought I must have misheard him. And I'm like, what? And he goes, chinky eyes. Yeah, that's what I said. And I'm like,
I just thought you had Down syndrome.
I was, no. Oh, Jesus Christ. No, I mean, he just, and I.
Asia, fuck that guy.
I, thank you.
Yeah, he's stupid fucking roofer.
He's Asian.
Yeah, we were
like,
right.
I was like, you are and you don't know. But
I know Filipino and I've said they're Asian. I never got a correction. We were right.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
Well, I guess his point was that he's biracial.
Now what you get wrong is when you say if somebody from Libya is from the Middle East. No, they're from Africa.
Yeah, right.
That's where you can be wrong. But no,
right,
you were
but
right.
No, I was right.
No, you were, continentally, you were right. Fuck
right.
him. Fuck him. Because you weren't saying Asia's a country.
No.
You were saying, you are somewhere. You are
somewhere from Asia,
Laos,
Japan,
Korea.
Because I
China.
Know, like, I mean, I was just looking at.
Like,
his,
I can usually tell a Filipino person by looking at them.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can guess.
But I will not stand for. I am not Asian. No, sir, you are.
Thank you.
You know,
I'm
North American.
I mean, yeah. If somebody said that I'm of European descent, I'd go, yeah.
And then you go, what, because of the chinky eyes?
That's the next thing I say.
Exactly.
I say, because the big white moon
then
face?
Then again, why the fuck do you believe in a roofer? There's a reason why he used to work outside when it's really
no,
hot.
No, he's a salesman. He's not the actual roofer. But
okay,
so he's not like pounding nails up there. That, no, he's oh. he's the guy that sells.
Well,
the
maybe
system.
He should be because he doesn't know his continents and where he's from.
Apparently, I was like,
do not.
I was like, what? But I was more shocked that he said that to me because I was like, we were joking around and everything, but I'm like, what? Like, why would you use that word about yourself?
Is it because of my small dick? I mean, there.
Yes, yes, it is.
Is it because of my bad driving? Why are you saying these things?
Oh God! I was just, what is he? What? I was shocked.
Yeah, because it's out of context. If Joe or I said that, you'd be like, you would be fine with it.
No, I would still be like, what?
Nah, you'd be fine with it. You would expect it.
Well, from you guys, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah. But I, in this context
right.
of a comedy show, yeah.
Is that not what this is? Not
like, well, that's what we pretend. we're not comedians. We just pretend to be them on
the
radio.
Just play them on the radio.
I was just floored. Would you be like, what?
Yeah, it might take me back.
Yeah.
Especially when he was wrong.
Yeah.
I would have to go, no, you're wrong, dude. You don't know where you're from.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a roof from you, and you don't even know where the fuck you're from?
If I just said, oh, you're South American. No, I'm from Venezuela.
You know what I would say? I go, let's bet the roof on it.
Oh, you're good.
I'm the best.
That's what the wife says.
That's the competition aspect of it. I don't want to be good. I want to be the best. But that's what you say. Oh, Filipino, I'm not Asian. You want? Let's bet the roof on it. Double or nothing.
I know, right?
It's either 40 grand or free.
Yeah, I was like, what? What? He's crazy.
And you're an educated woman. You should have known better.
I wasn't going to, like, battle him.
You were taken aback by this little
I wasn't going to battle him about his own ethnicity.
Well, you should have. You and
let me get an almanac. Oh, I go old school.
You just have a fucking phone.
Yeah, I know. I'm still learning it.
I should have been there.
Yeah, you should have been. But then again, you know, it probably would have turned out a different way. Get off my yard, Asian!
I buy jerky from a nice Filipino woman.
Oh,
like beef jerky.
Okay.
Very good beef jerky.
That's so bizarre.
But we've never discussed where her origin is.
She's
Filipino, and she's lovely.
When I was teaching, there was a kid in the class who was Filipino, and God help me, but this kid was beautiful. And I just thought, oh, if he was only a few years older.
When you were teaching?
Yeah.
Oh, you could have been a headline.
I know. Uh-huh. It was high school, and I understood he was underage. And I just
remember
admired
those days when teachers understood shit like that?
I just admired him from afar and had my own little private thoughts like, oh, if
that
you're...
That is really creepy.
If you're only a little bit older, because he...
That's creepy.
I knew he was going to grow up to be, like, a gorgeous man.
That's creepy.
I just saw the possibilities.
I guess.
I wasn't, like, undressing him with my eyes.
Yeah, I think you kind of were.
No, no. But I was imagining, like, oh, if you were only older, because you're going to be amazing.
Yeah. I still kick myself for not doing anything with my badminton teacher in college. She was hot.
So we're both creeps.
Well, no, I was younger. I mean, we were both of
you
age.
You were younger? So, okay.
She was like 25.
All right, so I'm the creep.
Yeah, you're still the creep. I was probably 18.
Okay.
And I think she was like some type of gymnast or something in one of these European countries.
Well, I was like 26 at that point, and he was 17. So it's not like
I was
looking
high
at
school,
like
I was of age.
Yeah, no,
there,
I know.
There was definitely flirting going on between.
No,
them.
No, no, I did not flirt with him.
No, me and her were definitely flirting, but
really?
I still kind of had my high school girlfriend, and that didn't work out. So in retrospect,
should have gone for it.
Yeah,
yeah,
be a hell of a much better story for the radio.
We flirted, and I did nothing. That's scintillating.
Story of my life. He's so good at doing nothing.
Yeah, it's like I went into the store and I bought some food and I grabbed napkins and left.
Yeah, tight little blonde. Good stuff. Fuck.
Too bad.
I've.
Yeah, but there's one for the bank.
I don't remember exactly what she looks like. That probably looks like shit now. That's what I'll tell myself. I mean, she's fucking over 40 now. Ugh. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
I'm just kidding. Listen, I got a birthday coming up too, so I'll be old too. Oh, this. Oh, Dorda goes, did you dye your hair? No. Apparently, I have like
What? Are you? Well, you have gel or some product in your hair today.
Apparently,
but
I didn't have enough product in my hair, and I got like a little swath of like a gray in the front. I'm like, no. And I pointed to her. I go, you're the reason.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It's sort of like when somebody becomes the president. Instant gray. Child, instant gray.
Apparently, though, I need to product now or it's a problem. But I feel like more of my hairs are rebelling against me. Like, I feel like we're on borrowed time.
Well, what would be the difference if you did dye your hair? So what?
Well, we might have to do that.
Yeah.
Might have to do that. Might have to dye the facial. I might have to go all in young. Because I can still pull in young because I'm well preserved.
What are you What are you worried about pulling in? You already pulled in.
You listen. You always got to be looking good. You can't look like shit.
No.
It's like you can't have dirty tits. These are certain rules.
They're not. They're clean.
They're right. You know. There are societal rules. I should look as presentable as possible.
I went around to everybody and I showed them how clean they were today.
You got the only scratch and sniff job at the day program.
Everybody come over.
No, I don't want to. I don't
stick your face
gray.
In there.
I don't want to go gray and I don't want to go bald.
No. I don't want to go bald.
You die.
Yeah, I absolutely.
So
die.
Why can't I die?
You can absolutely.
I should, but you're like, what's the big deal?
No.
We all have our own vanities.
I think nothing about men dyeing their hair.
Exactly.
It's not weird.
Exactly.
It's not weird at all.
And, you know, listen, I used to have a thick, lustrous mane of hair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what it used to be. I understand this. I blame all you people, but, you know, you stress me out, all you fuckers. Make me rip it out. But, you know what? I'm still holding down the fort for you, looking presentable for you folks.
Thank you.
But
I appreciate it.
It's taking more effort now, and I don't appreciate that.
Well, you know what? We all have that cross to bear.
We do. But what I do for these folks.
I know. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I appreciate.
So you got anything?
No. These dirty tits and that's all I got.
That's it?
Dirty tits.
But they're clean. I don't know. You said you had something. A little
yeah, cool. No, they're clean. No, not really. I mean, okay. You know, life is usual. My usual shenanigans and just getting up here railing against people who try to play chicken when they pull up to the stop sign and then inch a little bit while I'm coming past them. What are you doing? You got a stop sign. Stop acting like you're going to pull out in front of me. See, I'm scared of that.
I'm much more of a nervous driver now than I used to be.
I had enough car accidents that now I'm afraid of what the other stupids are going to do.
Yeah, I know. I make mistakes. I know a lot of you fuckers make bad mistakes.
Oh, I've seen, like, on the way home from here, I've seen some scary things. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, my.
It's dangerous up here. All right. I'll take our first break when we come back. Dude, chock full of nuts, turbulent air.